The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and we check in every week to find out what the folks at House Logic are doing. House Logic, as you know, is the website brought to you by the NAR. It features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home at HouseLogic.com. And Pamela Gertz-Kabati from House Logic is with us again. Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm terrific today, Gil. How are you?
I am just fine. Listen, a lot of people are ready to head outside, especially after the winter that people had, especially in the Northeast. They're really ready to go outside. They haven't seen outside in ages. And I see House Logic is offering outdoor maintenance guides for different regions of the country.
Yes, we absolutely have those maintenance guides for every region of the country, for every season. And I have some great maintenance tips for you this weekend for weekend warriors around the country.
Okay, let's go through some regions of the country, and you tell me the kind of maintenance task that I'll be trying to avoid. Okay?
Sounds perfect.
Okay. Since people are always, and when I lived in the Midwest, always bugged me, people are always starting with the West Coast or the East Coast. Let's start in the Midwest, okay?
Fine with me. That's my home away from home. I spend a lot of time in Chicago. Love it there. So
perfect.
In the Midwest, they have lots of snowmelt and heavy rains in the spring. So we really need to think for those Midwestern homeowners about controlling water around the perimeter of the home. You want to avoid foundation problems and basement wetness issues and all that kind of nasty stuff.
Yeah, and of course, one of the big things there, as I found out in one home I owned, is grading, right?
Absolutely. Grading is good for that. You want to make sure the grade slopes away from the house at least 6 inches for every 10 feet. If possible, you want to use some soil with clay in it to do that. That really helps divert the water. You can also lay plastic sheeting. Make sure it slopes away from the house. You can adhere it to the edge of the foundation with some silicone caulk. You want to cover the plastic with soil, sand, or mulch. And you want to make sure to keep that final grade at least 6 inches away from any siding or trim. And, of course, these are good tips for other regions of the country, too, where you want to make sure you have your property well graded.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, we owned a house in Philadelphia where the landscaper of the previous owner thought it looked better to have the grading in. And, gosh, the basement sort of ended up a large bathtub.
Shocking.
Yeah, absolutely shocking. Water would come down the gutter and then go right back into the house. Okay.
There you go.
Amazing how that works. Okay, let's go from the Midwest into the South.
Down south, we've got high heat and a lot of humidity.
Okay, which means you don't want the air conditioner conking out this summer.
You certainly don't. So to keep that air conditioning in peak condition, there are several things you want to do. First of all, you don't want to let leaves, debris, and shrubbery grow too close to your air conditioning unit. That's really going to diminish the efficiency of it. So you want to, the rule of thumb is to keep your shrubbery at least about 2 feet away from the unit. You want to check the concrete pad that it sits on. We're talking about a central air unit here. You want to check the concrete pad that it sits on. If that base shifts, it can really damage the unit. The other thing you want to do is check the insulation on the copper refrigerant line, which every AC unit is going to have. This helps prevent condensation and increases efficiency of the unit. And it's a good idea to get the system serviced on a regular basis. Probably twice a year is the way you want to go. Get it cleaned out so you're sure it's in top shape for you when you need it.
Okay, let's head up to the Northeast then.
Okay, one of the things that takes a beating in this climate of hot summers and cold winters in the Northeast is unpainted exterior wood.
Which can be anything from a picket fence to a wood deck on and on like that.
Exactly. So you want to treat all that stuff with a wood preservative sealer or stain. You want to do it every other year. Before you get the sealer or the stain out, though, you want to make sure you sand and clean wood surfaces really well.
Okay. Southwest.
Southwest, dry conditions down there, to be sure.
Yeah, and so we're talking about fire hazards.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a good practice to prune back any vegetation that's encroaching on the house. You wouldn't want the fire to jump from your plants to your house. You want to cut back shrubs and bushes so that they're no closer than 3 feet from your siding. And you should also check with local fire officials about exactly how wide a perimeter you should keep around your home. In some areas, it can be as much as 30 feet.
Yeah, by the way, in some places, the person you're buying your home insurance from may come and tell you to do some of that.
That's true, too, because besides being a fire hazard, overhanging branches that you have with your house, they can cause damage to siding. They can hurt your roof. So you want to make sure you remove any overhanging branches. You want to make sure they're no closer than 10 feet to siding or roofing. And otherwise, they can really rub against your exterior surfaces like shingles on your roof, and that'll cause damage.
Also, rodents can jump from a tree to the roof of your house and do damage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's something, unfortunately, I found about it firsthand. Okay, finally, Northwest.
Northwest, rain, go away, more rain, makes a damp spring in the Northwest.
Yeah, and moisture is not the best friend of your home.
No, we've talked about that before. It can be enemy number one. So, and in those kind of climates, what tends to happen is that moss tends to accumulate on the roofs. And it's an issue because it keeps roofs wet, and that's no good because wet roofs tend to rot. Mm-hmm. And on asphalt, it can lead to that freeze-thaw damage and create a lot of brittleness in the roof. That means it can loosen, the roof can end up with its protective granular coating all loosened. Moss can even crack cement or ceramic tiles. And, you know, a new roof can be pretty expensive, often five figures. So you want to really take care of your roof. It's worth investing in a moss killer. It's only going to cost you about $20. And, you know, and that can help your roof last the way it's supposed to last, 20, 30 years in most cases.
Yeah, which is great. There's a lot of this that you can find, by the way, at your site, which is?
Which is houselogic.com. And if you visit houselogic.com and search under maintenance, you'll find all the tips I've talked about today and more.
Okay, just look under maintenance. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty, as always, just a pleasure having you here.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.